Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs, okay? I'm Ronnie Karam. You can find me over on Rose Pricks, which is about The Bachelor, which was great this week. Just go listen to it. Here I am with the gorgeous and talented Mr. Ben Mandelker, who voices and writes and performs and does all the stuff for Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube. Hi, Ben. Whoa.
Hi, I've started animating the new episode. I think it's going to be really good, okay?
Okay. So everybody, a couple quick things. We're in Salt Lake City next week. Coronavirus be damned. We're going out, okay? Don't cough on us. Don't put your spit on us. Wash your hands. We'll do the same.
Yep, okay? We're going to be extra clean.
We're going to be there. We're going to be recapping The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Hello. And then we are going to be in Charleston the next month and Orlando. In Orlando, we're going to do
Summer House.
And then in Charleston, we're going to do the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York. And you can get tickets for that stuff over at watchwhatcrappens.com. There's tons of cities we're going to between now and June. So go look for your city over there. There's also new t-shirts. Vote Ben Ron 2020. Vote Hypocrite. Okay? Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Those are our election shirts. And that's that. And now, today, we're here for Vanderpump Rules to celebrate the 989th party for Jackson Brittany and their skanky-ass Kentucky wedding.
Oh, my God. We should also mention, by the way, that this is a Crappens On Demand episode. So if you go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, you don't have to just listen to us. You can watch us. And in this case, you get to see my crazy bedhead. My hair is basically a skateboarding ramp. And so come enjoy that.
Yes, so everybody, here we are.
Oh my God.
Where do we
nightmare.
Even start?
This nightmare of a wedding. It's like, I knew they were going to do this because I think that Vanderpump Rules has been really good about turning all the weddings into 3-episode disasters. And so I knew this week it was not going to be over, because why would it ever be over? Why not? And these poor guests having to endure event after event after event. And did you notice they were sort of sly about this? They did a meet. They squeezed in a meet and greet. Okay. This is the wedding weekend, and yet they still took time to basically probably, I'm assuming, charge people to come in and do like photo ops for the cast. It's like,
Is that what they were saying?
Well, they kept on saying it's a meet and greet. We got a meet and greet.
Oh, I thought that was like, I was going to ask you, like, what kind of wedding event is a meet and greet? I thought it was like where all the wedding guests go and
I could be wrong.
Greet each other.
I could be wrong. I am often wrong as a podcaster. That is within my right. Vote Hippocrate. But she kept saying we're doing a meet and greet. I kind of assumed it was like an event where it was like, hey, come meet the cast of Vanderpump Rules, and then they party upstairs, which I'm not opposed to those events, but I feel like it's kind of gross to like weave that into your wedding weekend. I don't know. Like it turns
amazing,
me off.
That's amazing. Okay. If I ever get married, I will be selling t-shirts of my face in the front. Okay.
But by the way,
I'm all for it.
Huge asterisk, because I don't know if it's necessarily true. So I don't want to just start rumors on the internet. Yes, I do. I love doing that. But, you know, if that is true, it's like gross.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome. Welcome to Kentucky, sucker.
Welcome to Bravo.
You can be my king and I can be your queen. Oh, you can be my king and I can be your queen.
Queen!
Lala is talking to Katie and she's like, dude, your ass looks so good, like a bubble. And I thought, you know, this girl hasn't seen Steel Magnolias either, because she would have said, it looks like two. What is the Steel Magnolias line where she's like, it looks like two
dead
two
Julia Roberts
pigs dancing under a blanket? Hey, looks like two Julia Roberts. Wait, not drinking their juice under a blanket.
Two terrible. Julia Roberts that didn't get their sugar. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, two Julia Roberts as your ass is definitely a visual.
Could you imagine if your ass cheeks were Julia Roberts just like laughing?
This is Julia Roberts in every movie poster.
That's
it looks
what my
like she's trying to catch popcorn in her mouth.
Anyway, so everyone's at this like very crowded rehearsal dinner in the castle. I'm still so triggered by this castle. It just makes me so mad. I mean, this is a network that gave us Mapperton. It gave us Caroline Fleming's castle, which was called like Voldemort or something like that. And now we got this piece of shit castle. I'm still so angry about it. But anyway, they're all like,
Versailles, this is the Kentucky Castle in Versailles.
Oh my God, one of our listeners, I don't think I mentioned this last weekend. We didn't. Who cares? The point is this. One of our listeners posted photos in our Facebook group, Watch What Happens Live and Loving It. And she basically said she was passing through Kentucky and she was like, I had to see the castle. So she went into the castle and took photos. Sorry, I forgot your name, but awesome photos. But it was hilarious because like, you could just see the patchy grass outside the castle and like that weird unkempt driveway to the highway. It's just like, it's classic Britney.
Yeah, classic Britney.
What are we talking about?
Well, you know what else is classic Britney? Hi, I'm Detective Queen. I'm from New York City. And I'm here because wherever I go, murderers seem to follow me.
Yeah.
She basically got the male version of Britney to play a detective for her murder mystery night.
Yeah, they had a murder mystery. I've never wanted a murder mystery to actually have like some real elements to it. You know, I'm like, oh, great. Are we going to sacrifice a cast member? Let's do it. Okay, who's first? Who are we going to kill off?
Take Jax. Take Jax. So, someone has killed Jax. So it's a murder mystery party. My mom used to do murder mystery parties when I was a kid. So I guess this is back. This is another thing. It's like jelly shoes.
I hope so. I would love to go to a murder mystery party. I've never been to one. And that's my way of saying, please invite me, someone, to your murder mystery party. I think I
so
like
Jax has rage face. Like, he's not liking this murder mystery party. He's like, I'm Detective Kane, murder mystery. And Jax is like, like, what's wrong with Jax? Jesus.
He just had a trauma to having to read Murder on the Orient Express or something when he was a child. Maybe his mom really enjoyed Murder, She Wrote, and it's just like brings back a lot of mom memories.
Oh, God. He's like, I'm uninviting that detective to this murder mystery party.
Angela Lansbury is outside just waiting. waiting with her wedding
gift.
He's
stealing the cars out from in front of the detective's house.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Stassi has a lady boner.
Is so excited. Yeah. She's like, everyone that knows me knows that I love murder.
I love murder and I love a murder mystery. I love crime. I love murder. I love dead things. I love soulless things. I love friendships that are very thin, that are basically like death. Basically my life. I love my life, which is death.
Yeah, she does. She loves her murder, which, you know, they have a lot of clips to play when Stassi or when somebody does get murdered in this friend group. You know, she's like, no, I didn't do it. I love murder. I love death. I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to put your head through the fucking windshield. And then I'm going to shove a spoon down your throat, cut off your dick, put it up your butt, and then choke you with it on the other side. I didn't do it.
If someone on Vanderpump Rules does actually kill like a castmate, like the case will never be solved because it's literally the murder on the Orient Express. It's like everyone is just an excellent suspect. Yeah.
Yeah, they all contributed in some way. Spoiler alert, sorry.
So
you have to still give spoiler alerts for shit like Murder on the Orient Express in this country. People are like, hey, I didn't have a chance to read that yet.
That's Brittany.
Spoiler!
Well, I still didn't get to find out who killed someone at that Chinese restaurant. That's not what the Orient Express is, but anyway.
It's like when Romeo and Juliet killed themselves at the end. What? Spoiler alert!
Spoiler!
So they start. Stassi goes around and starts questioning everybody, and she goes up to this girl in a bad wig, which is basically any girl on this show. Put any girl you want into this scene.
Yeah.
She's like, this is the role I was born to play. So your dad owns the distillery. Who's your dad? What do you think about him? Why do you hate him? Why do you look like Katie? Are you drinking Hidden Valley Ranch out of your flask? What is going on?
And then, and it's like this weird, it's like clip, this weird old timey thing. They tried to make a funny thing out of this investigation, but I really wasn't paying attention, honestly, because why would I? And then everyone has to like assemble on the like Super Mario 64 roof of this castle. And it's like, okay, everyone, it's time to solve the murder. It was the sister. And then like the actress.
Lala. Lala's not paying any attention during any of this thing. She's like, she's like looking at everybody. And Katie's big clue is, look at that sister swigging out of a flask, honey. Write that down. It's like, look at Katie. Even judging the people from the fucking murder mystery theater show. You know, she's like, she's an alcoholic. Write it down, Tom.
She's not an alcoholic. She just got stuck in a conversation with Kristen talking about Carter. She's like, you know what? Fuck this job. I'm over this murder mystery. I'm going back to working the meet and greet.
Yeah. And Lala gets it. She's like, it was you, stupid. And they're like, how did you know? She's like, well, the daughter wanted the business, but the dad wouldn't give it to her because she's a girl. Duh. So she killed him.
Yeah, I knew it was the daughter because, like, she wanted the business. The dad wouldn't give it to her. So she slept her way to the top, got a PJ, and ran her dad out of business. And when he still had money left, she just killed him. I knew it. It was easy.
I know you have to get craftier in a world where you just can't go around murdering people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think Lala won this scenario, actually. She's like, you did it wrong, stupid. Do you have a PJ? No? Okay.
So now after this murder mystery thing, people are sitting around, and, like, Stassi and Katie and Lala are, like, talking, and they start talking about Kristen. And we see this shot of Kristen just sitting alone, twirling her earring. She, like, has her finger in her earring loop, and she's, like, pretending her finger's a hamster, just doing like on. She's like, "Oh, Mariposa, caw, earring hoop, yeah, good times."
I like that Kristen is always just sitting there flirting with someone who's not there.
Yeah,
she's always like, like moving her shoulders, like moving her head,
enchanté,
like sizing somebody up, but there's nobody there. Yeah. It's just Kristen drinking alone,
flirting with air. Well, what if Mr. Castle comes back from the dead? I have to be ready for him. So they start talking, the girls start talking about Kristen and Carter and the fact that Kristen invited Carter. And Katie's like, yeah, like when I was asking Kristen about it, and Kristen was like, of course Carter is coming. Like, Really? He was only invited as your guest. He wasn't even invited on his own. It's like, you know what? Don't make me take Carter's side, Katie. Okay. I mean, you're kind of right, but you're so obnoxious about this that
but
I'm.
Who cares? Get a story.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
The storyline. Like, why are you talking about Kristen? She's the only thing interesting happening right now. And she's literally flirting with air. Like, she's flirting with nobody.
She's
okay? More interesting than you.
The two most interesting people on this cast right now are Kristen and Sheena. And they have been so pushed to the sidelines, it is not even fair.
Yeah. So Kristen comes up and she's like, what are you talking about, big boy? And they're like, you? And she's like, I love that. Ugh. And she's like, is Carter your date? She's like, yeah, he deserves to be at the wedding because he's our friend. And also, he's my best friend. So, yeah.
And then they just show a montage of Kristen complaining about Carter over the years and all the terrible things that Carter does. Yeah, he's my best friend. Seriously? Keep it down. I'm trying to like make a good impression with that puff of air over there. Seriously?
And they're all giving her Katie face at one time. They're all like...
Yeah.
It's like three Katie faces staring back at her. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go talk to Jackson Brittany. I hope to party with you guys at Bubbles.
Beezies, was it?
Boozies, Blallies, whatever it is.
I couldn't tell if it was called Bubbles or Bevels or Bells or Bettles. I was very confused.
I thought she said Bubbles, but then it was Bells. So I don't know. Brittany just likes names like that. You know, we're going to Bubbles and we're going to Bells and we're going to Bob's and we're going to Bills.
Well, you'd know she was probably so obnoxious about going to Bells. And you're like, well, you know, like my favorite thing is like Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And like, this is like a princess weekend. So like, of course we have to go to Bells. You know what I'm saying? We have to go to Bells. Like, shut up. Seriously, shut up with the princess thing. It's not as charming as you think.
So Stassi's like, you can't be real for 1 second, Kristen. You can't be real for 1 second. What did Kristen even do? My God, she came over to say hi.
Yeah. She's like, I'm being real, seriously? Just because you don't like my answer? Seriously? She's like, yeah, for months, I haven't had a real conversation AF with you. Well, that's because you don't try. You're up your own ass. Seriously? Mariposa for the win.
Why are they fighting? Shut up. Brittany sees him from across the room and is so pissed.
Yeah.
And Lala's like, Kristen, they truly care about your well-being. And this is a serious situation. And Kristen just ignores her and she points at Katie and she goes, you? I'll say the word bitch. You're just a fucking bitch to me, all right? And you!
Yeah.
Stassi. She's like, okay, well, you're okay. I mean, I know you care and you're just like frustrated because like you don't know where we stand.
And Katie's like, you're being an obnoxious person right now. I'm like, well, yeah, and you are being a bitch, so I guess everyone's correct.
Yeah. And so Brittany's like, hi, no more fun, let's go to Bios!
Yeah, Chris, I'm shocked that Brittany did not give us a, I can't believe they're fighting on my wedding weekend, and this is supposed to be the happiest night of my life! But she
don't
didn't
do it, Brittany. So, don't do it.
I know. Someone bring back that sign. So Kristen's like, I feel like I'm on a friendship peninsula that's suddenly an island. Global warming is real, okay? It's real.
I know, that was weird. She's like, I'm on a peninsula, but it's slowly turning into an island, which is slowly going to turn into just a little stone in the middle of a lake, and then I'm just going to have one toe in the water, and then it's going to look like I'm standing on the water, and then they'll be jealous.
I'm basically on an iceberg with a polar bear, but even the polar bear is pretty chill. Like, he hasn't eaten me or anything, because, like, he gets it. He understands. So, cool.
We're dating. Yeah. We're dating now. He's like my best friend.
Yeah, totally. He's pretty cool. He actually listens to me for once, Stassi. He actually cares about what's going on with my life. Thanks, Polar Bear.
So, Brett really hasn't done anything to me personally, okay? He's done things to the world, basically, on Twitter. But to me personally, never done anything. But God, I hate him. I just hate this kind of waiter who's like, hey! He
just slimes over.
He's like, hey! Sorry to interrupt you guys.
Yeah, no, he's awful.
Can I get you anything? It's like, shut up.
He's gross. He's
I hate your waiting table style. There's your Yelp review.
Yeah, 1 star for Brett. By the way, before we dive into the scene, I just want to point out that the last scene ended basically with Kristen saying, my two best friends of a decade have suddenly decided they don't want to be friends with me anymore. I mean, I can't imagine doing that to anyone. I'm like, have you seen seasons 1 through now?
Yeah, you can't imagine.
Can't imagine. Wow. No, it's yeah. the the benevolent, lovely, all welcoming Witches of WeHo could never imagine doing that.
Yeah. So everybody's working, sir. And so Adriana, this girl Adriana, which I don't know, have we seen her before?
No, but I think she made an excellent debut. She's like, hi, it's my first day on the show. We're going to do a scene at the fridge. Okay, let me tell you something. What's up, girl?
So Dana's like, I am slammed. She's like, samesies. I have a question, though. You're with Max. What's the deal with that? Like, she's got that. She's one of Danica's minions because she talks just like Danica. All those girls talk the same. You know, you can tell the popular girls hang out together.
Exactly. And I love that Danica has minions. I feel like this is, why are we watching endless footage of this stupid ass wedding when we could be watching Danica's minions? Okay.
Yeah. I want to see Danica's minions.
Yeah. So she's like, so what's the deal, you guys? And Dana's like, we just like became exclusive and like, yeah, we're dating. And then we see a flashback of Dana and Max on a date. And Dana's like, so Max, say three nice things about me. And he goes, your eyebrows look really good. You did a really good job winging out your eyeliner. And I like your earrings a little bit.
Yeah. And Adriana's like, this is like awkward. I was at Jones the other day and he was sitting across from me, like literally across from me.
Yeah.
And like, we didn't make eye contact, but he was sitting with a girl and like, they seemed kind of friendly. So
yeah, I was like, well, I mean, basically she had like dark hair, she was like kind of thotty, had huge boobs, was wearing a sir uniform, she was basically everyone working here. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
She's like, well, I was talking to Danica about it, and so obviously we were stalking on Instagram, and I think I found the girl here. She just like whips over the phone, and it's this girl, you know, just exactly who you think she'd be, like squatting on her floor, like kneeling on her floor in her bedroom in front of a window unit and a t-shirt, just like taking a picture of herself in the mirror, like a mirror selfie.
Yeah, like she'd just come back from CVS and like caught her reflection in the like the metal bars on her basket and was like, oh, I feel cute today. So she's like, I'm gonna post this photo. So Dana sees it and goes, that's the Tom Tom Pritchard. Like, that is exclusive to Tom Tom.
Yeah. And she tells us she's all cozy in a Tom Tom Pride shirt. Those were made specifically for Pride, and Max was the only one with access to them, and he liked the post.
He didn't even give me a Tom Tom Pride shirt. Okay. Wow.
So who's this girl? I didn't get a Tom Tom Pride shirt. So who's this girl who's getting a Tom Tom Pride shirt? Because that is a Tom Tom Pride shirt. It's a Tom Tom
Pride shirt. That's a Tom Tom Pride shirt. Do you know how much people pay for that? Like upwards of $5. Okay. That's a Tom Tom Pride shirt. A TTPS.
Like, I mean, you know what happened between us, right? Which is very Danica. Right.
He ripped up your Tom Tom Pride shirt.
It's like a car on a freeway. Like, and she's like, yeah, I heard. And she's like, this is the same pattern. And she's like, I feel sick right now.
When you say pattern, do you mean pattern of behavior or pattern on the Tom Tom Pride shirt? Because I don't have one. So I don't really even know what it looks like up close.
Tom Tom Pride shirt.
Yeah.
Tom Tom Pride shirt.
I just need to know.
Tom Tom Pride shirt.
Yeah, so basically Max was dating Adriana. And then on Adriana's 30th birthday, Max slept with someone else. So
he ghosted her.
So Dana has a huge revelation. She goes, everyone wound up being right about Max. He is a fuckboy. I can't believe it.
So mad right now.
So mad. I'm totally going to make sure I get my Tom Tom Pride shirt back from him. Oh, wait. I never got one in the first place.
Never got a Tom Tom Pride shirt. So so then we go over to Belle's. And, of course, Brittany's like, I'm so excited!
So everyone's there. Even Stassi's mom is there. Katie's mom. I mean, literally everyone is there. And I'm thinking, well, this is a fun thing to do the night before the wedding. But wait, of course it's not the night before the wedding, because what's the point of having a wedding when you can cram in four more fucking events beforehand that everyone has to do on top of the 95 other ones they already had to do?
So Lala is talking to Brittany and she's like, look at you. You're marrying the love of your life and you've like been through lots of shit. And now look at you. Like, with a Chuck E. Cheese in Kentucky. Well done, Brittany.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, tomorrow is hangover day. We're going to have massages and pedicures and mama's cheese tasting. It's going to be great. And, oh, I hate that Jax isn't here tonight. I hate that he's not here.
We're supposed to be having fun. Jack's not planned all this stuff together, so it's kind of weird he's not here. Bale's with me. I hope it's okay.
They cut to Jax is like, off on the wall.
Yeah, Jax is at home on Pornhub, you know. He's on OnlyFans.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, but Jax is actually in his suite alone because he wants to have some time with himself and his dad and a cheeseburger. And he just wants to, like, it's the night before the wedding. It's, like, a lot. He doesn't, you know, he just wants to be reflective. So, that.
Yeah. He's like, it's if I went out and got hammered, it wouldn't be I wouldn't be doing what I think is right. Like, and it's not the night before the wedding. It's two nights before the
I know. Wedding. That's the like, thing, that there's almost this implication like, oh, this is sweet how he's spending the night before the wedding. But it's just he's going to go out and get hammered the next night anyway. So,
yeah. That's just so not Jax to say. So then Lala, they're talking about, like, is Lisa coming? No one knows if she's coming. And then we go over to Bo, Tom, and Brittany talking, Sandoval. And Bo's like, so, what do you think you're going to... So, Tom... He's like, so, Brittany, do you think you're going to bob? She's like, what? Bob? He's like, that's the Bo version of sob. Are you going to sob tomorrow, your wedding? She's like, no, I'm going to sob. I'm going to sob, Bob. Tom's like, no, bro, no. If you sob, that is going to, like, melt me, bro. Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
Oh, dude. So, Kristen pulls Bo aside. And she just starts talking kind of incoherently about, like, we were friends. We were, like, friends before you and Stassi. So, could you do me a favor? Could you be my wingman? Because I saw a gust of air over there, and I've been sort of, like, flirting with it, and I think he likes me, so...
Yeah, she is. She's, like, looking, kind of, like, doing her flirt across the room. She's like, so, things fine? You happy? You doing it? I mean, you're my boy, right? You're my boy.
You're my
like,
boy.
You're my boy, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what is wrong with her?
Yeah.
He's just looking at her like, I'm still your boy, but things are different. He's like, what? Oh. He's like, yeah, I'm in a relationship now. And Stassi's my world, all right? She's my number one. She's my gateway to followers on YouTube for Cooking with Bo, all right? Chef Boyardee. So come on, Kristen.
I'm making some bosto tonight. That's pesto, but the bo style. Bosto.
Yeah. And he's like, I love my friends, but she's like literally all I care about right now. She's all I God, you know what I'm trying to say. And Kristen's like, she's all you care about? He's like, yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm just so done with everyone coming down on me, all right? Kristen.
Yeah, she's just like flopping all around. She's like, why am I being dragged about something that's so hard for me? That's hard for me. Why is anyone asking if I'm cool? None of y'all do. I'm like, wait, none of y'all do? What? One day in Kentucky.
That's how it works. That's how it happens in the South. You're so self-involved. And he's like, Kristen, calm down. Take a step back. And she's like,
seriously?
She's like, okay. Right. Then she just calms down. Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a step back. Oops. I guess I just had a meet cute with a piece of fog.
He's like, she's like, blah. Do you know how fucking hard it is for me to hurt him? Because I, like, don't know, like, how he feels, and, like, I'm going to hurt him. And I was like, okay, let's get unselfish, and let's focus on pressing that subscribe button to the top right of the video. It's up here. Do you see it? It's above my finger. It's up here.
Okay, I'm going to press it, and I fell over, broke my jaw. Sorry.
I believe in second chances. I believe in true romances.
I'm like, oh, second chances. Here we go. It must be Jack's scene.
Yep.
But it's like second chances times, like, she needs to sing this like 30 times in a row. So it like equals 60 chances.
Yeah.
Because come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So Brittany and Jax.
Smash. So Brittany's like, one more night until you're my husband, which is probably exciting for Jax to hear because it's been like for five months, 6 to 7 days until you're my husband, 9 to 3 days until it's one day until you're my husband.
Jax is wearing a jacket that's kind of like if people who worked at Whataburger started Family Karma. It's like, I'm not sure what his jacket is, but it's crazy. And he's like, my dad's been in a box for 2 years. But you know what? I like talking to my dad. I put him in the front seat with me. I put him by a tree in my house. Just kind of sits by the tree. And so they get like a new box for his dad. And I know that we're supposed to feel for Jax. And I don't want anybody's dad to die. That's terrible. But I don't feel for you, Jax, right now. Okay? Just stop. Yeah. Stop.
So Stassi and Bo are hanging out. And Stassi's like, how freaking smart is it to have a vomit day? I'm like, I thought that was BravoCon.
Vomit day. Even though we're not resting, we're having a pool day. So, and Bo's like, yeah, not hungover. But meanwhile, Schwartz is hungover in bed with Katie.
Yeah.
That must be what it feels like always to be in bed with Katie. Just like, oh God, I have a headache and I'm sore for no reason. It's like I'm sore from lying down too much. Like, oh.
Schwartz, like we've said it many times, his appeal has really worn thin for me. And just even this scene where we see a flashback that the night before he got really wasted and he like pissed all over the toilet seat. And they're like, Sandoval's like, ooh, he pissed all over the toilet seat. He was like, no, 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 you know, just spraying everywhere. And I think that's supposed to be funny, but I'm like, you're old. You shouldn't be doing that anymore. And it's kind of funny because I'm always the one that's like, I like it when they're immature. That's the best. I hate that they're growing up. But it's like there's certain things that like you know, pee in the toilet. Like that I will accept as like we can move forward into maturity on that front. Yes.
Yeah. So Katie's like trying to laugh like she thinks he's adorable when you know she just wants everybody dead. She's like, I just want to start this bed on fire. Like, I don't even care that I'm in it.
Yeah. Thankfully, and I'm legally like, married right now.
It's like, that's crazy because I've never peed on the toilet in my life, Bubba. She's like, yeah, you have. I've literally sat in your pee before. So he's like, I've sat in your pee.
This is a terrible competition to have, like a terrible one-upsmanship moment.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Discover the true story of Marie Curie.
My instinct is that there is another element.
From the producers of Darkest Hour and Atonement.
Science is changing.
Starring Rosamund Pike in a performance that critics are calling powerful and truly stirring.
Leave my laboratory.
If my science doesn't speak for itself, then you have gravely misunderstood it.
The life and legacy of Marie Curie, one of history's most revolutionary women.
This is my fight, and I will win it.
Radioactive in cinemas March 20th.
Hello, I'm Gemma Kearney, and I'm back for a brand new series of Sorry Not Sorry, brought to you by Galaxy Chocolate, a podcast helping you take the time to actively choose pleasure. This week, I'm joined by Nicola Adams, double Olympic gold medalist and officially Great Britain's most successful female boxer of all time.
When I was going into the 2012 Olympics, I remember my coach saying to me, women's boxing is resting on your shoulders right now.
Want to hear the full chat? Yeah, you do. Subscribe to Sorry Not Sorry now on your favourite podcast platform.
Commercial.
So then we go over to Sheena and Kristen's room, and Sheena's like, I didn't really bring a cover up, so like, I guess I'll just be like wearing this bikini without a cover up. So,
and Lala comes over and she's like, thanks for letting me borrow this poor people outfit, babe. Totally worked. Pick the distillery, bitch. So, anyway, you grumpy Kristen, what is it? What's wrong, Kristen?
Well, I gave my number to this cloud of smoke, and it hasn't called me back yet. So I'm a little sour today. Seriously, I'm just tired of it. Like, don't treat people that you love like that. Seriously.
Yeah, and Sheena's like, I mean, the last time you guys were interacting, you guys were kind of yelling at her. And Lala's like, we have a different.
She just backs up out of the room.
Wide loud. Sheena's famous deliveries.
Sheena is so Sheena in this episode.
Oh my God.
Well, I ordered all the fixings for Sheena's famous enchiladas, but it turns out they already have a food situation here, so like, I really don't know what to do.
So Lala's like, we have a very big difference on what yelling is. And Kristen's like, not you. They were yelling. Oh, no one loves me. So then back to Katie. She's like, I can't do it with Kristen anymore. Like, she makes me feel like a psycho. Like, I took a crazy pill.
And Christassi's like, yeah, I mean, like, Kristen, I know you banged my ex-boyfriend, but you're not number one in all my boyfriend's lives, okay? I am. Yeah. Well, except for Patrick. I was about number five with him. But still, you get the point.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, when Kristen slept with Jax, I had to get over something Kristen did. With this situation, I have to get over who Kristen is. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry it took you 10 minutes. And then she tells Bo. The first episode of Vanderpump Rules, but enjoy.
Can't wait. Say it again.
I said, sorry it took you 10 years to figure out what we all figured out in one episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So Stassi's like, yeah, like, she's basically, Kristen oversteps. Like, she sees everyone who Stassi is close to and then becomes friends with them and then starts texting those people about what a bitch Stassi is. And she's like, yeah, I thought that we were sisters and nothing could shake that, but guess what? It did shake it. I was wrong.
Yeah. Once this wedding's over, bye. Bye. Which, you know, will not be true. So now, really, the highlight of the episode.
Sisters could never be canceled, and then I met Cela Ward at a party.
And I learned the truth. Let's just say, unless they bring back Susie Kurtz, I am not in for the reboot, okay? Not in. So, by the way, there is no reboot for Sisters, so don't get alarmed, anyone. But if they wanted to do a reboot for Sisters, I would actually be totally in on that. So, anyway, now, for me, this is the highlight of the episode, is Jax, and I think it was Jax, who goes to visit Tom Schwartz? The point is this, Katie's pooping. Katie is pooping.
Yeah, Jax comes over, and he's like, where's Kate? He's like, I got a bull. It's a floaty, but it's a bull. It's a bull that floats. So, where's Katie anyway?
Yeah.
And Tom's like, that's right. She's pooping. If she finds out we're just sitting here while she's pooping, she's going to be so mad. So they're like, all right, let's get out of here. So they start going, and then you see behind them, Katie's just standing there like this.
It was like out of a Japanese horror movie. She was like, like all like a, literally a dark cloud. I mean, like just like a smudge. And she's just like so angry. It reminded me of a horror movie, right? What was that movie about the grandparents that like after 9 o'clock, grandma and grandpa don't knock on grandma's door or something like that. And then because if you do, grandma's like a monster or a witch or who knows what. I didn't see it. But that's what this is. It's like Katie's a normal person, but don't go near her when she poops, you know.
The Blair Ranch project.
Blair.
So Jax and Schwartz go over to Bo and Stassi's room, and Stassi's like, Jax, you stayed in last night, what did you do? And he's like, watch Friends. Basically, that's his personality now. I just watch Friends. Yeah, that's my personality. Paint doors orange. Put frames around the door. What am I trying to say? What's wrong with me? Put frames around the peephole. Damn it!
Ron. Frames around the peephole.
That's the name of a restaurant that Brittany will open up in 10 years.
Frames around the peephole.
Frames around the peephole.
Frames around the peephole.
Okay, so Jax and Schwartz are like hanging out with Bo and Stassi, and it is revealed that Tom Schwartz never mailed in his marriage license to Katie. It was his duty. His one thing was that he was supposed to make sure the marriage certificate was in the right place. But, I lost it. It's a piece of paper. I didn't realize the importance of it. I'm like, what? How are we supposed to process this? You pee all over the toilet seats and then you are also not legally married. I mean, how are you letting Jax be a voice of reason right now? Jax is like, how do you do your taxes? How is Jax asking that question? How is this possible?
Well, how does Jax do his taxes? Brittany.
Well, he fucks the accountant. That's easy.
Jax fucks the taxes.
Yeah, Jax fucks the IRS.
Stassi like loves this information, you know, and Jax is like, gotta be honest, never thought I'd be the first guy to get married in this group. Got a lot of people to thank. There's Tom Schwartz for not filing his wedding certificate, Ariana for being a big lesbo, Sheena for going backwards in time and becoming a club girl, just fucking regressing and never being able to get a man either. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks to Brittany's dad for giving her such daddy issues that she seeks the approval of anyone, especially me. Thank you. Thank you for letting that happen.
Yeah. So pool party.
Yeah.
We open this pool party with Kristen jumping on the bull float and falling right off.
It was like watching someone chuck a slinky out of a window. Just watching it like bounce off a few things. Be like, whoa, 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 slinky. Because that's what slinkies say, by the way. And so this pool, I just love shaming this castle, because what a sad pool area. It looked like the public pool in the town I grew up in. You know, like someone should be selling, you know, like frozen ice cream sandwiches nearby. Which actually, as I'm saying that, I'm like, I would love that.
Wow, this like, wedding sounds great.
I was like, wait a second, I take it all back. What's wrong with a pool that you can get an ice cream sandwich at? It's great. It's a great pool. I learned.
So some people are getting mani pedis. It's a party, Tamika. So Stassi's getting her gel pedi. And Stassi's like, Katie, come here. I'm upset because, like, I thought we didn't even have any secrets. And you aren't married?
Wow.
And so they talk about that.
And then over in one corner of the pool, Ariana, Sheena, and Lala are talking, and like a flamingo floats over to Ariana. Ariana just kicks it away like, really, flamingo? Like the most Ariana thing she could do is kick a flamingo away.
Well, so Sheena's like, so last week James was there, and like Raquel wasn't there, so like Raquel let her hair down. It was like really fun, like we were partying and stuff, but then he started blowing up everybody's phones, and he was like saying the craziest shit. And I was like, it was Rage texting you. She's like, yeah, like totally, I had 22 missed calls.
Yeah, I like woke up to 22 missed calls. I was like, oh my god, everyone wants to come over for my famous enchiladas. Then it turns out it was just James. I was like,
So Lala's like, been there. And then she, by the way, Lala, I love that Lala's acting so high and mighty. Did you see her Instagram thing last week where she went off on Tom and Ariana?
Oh god, I can't even imagine. What did she say? What happened?
She's just such an asshole. And then she acts like, oh my god, 22 missed calls. I can't imagine anybody getting fucked up and like, acting like an idiot on their cell phone.
That behavior is only reserved for being on a PJ. So
you're rich enough that I guess you can get away with it. But
yeah, but basically Raquel told Sheena that James is going to go to his first AA meeting. So Lala's like super excited about that. And, you know, she's like, she wants to reach out, share her experience, etc. And then Lala's like, well, I'm going to see you at the meet and greet. I got to pick Rand up. So that's the first time I heard the meet and greet. And I was like already like very angry because I was already creating that scenario in my head that of course, Brittany wove in a fan event into her wedding. But I really should double check that.
Brittany is, we just get a shot of Brittany sitting alone racing the roof. She's like, it's like a princess riding the roof. And then we cut over to Ariana coming up to her. And she's like, oh my god, you look so sexual. She's like, that's my favorite thing to say. Sexual.
Wow, she's a regular Mark Twain. So Kristen is now like talking to Stassi's mom, and we don't know what she's saying, but we just see like a lot of undulations, like a lot of movement. Like she may be describing how to do like a rumba, or she may be discussing politics. We can't tell. But Stassi's watching from afar and is so pissed because Kristen's favorite thing to do is to endear herself to Dana, her mom, and basically turn Dana against Stassi. So Stassi is just furious, and I love that. I love that move for Kristen. I think that's her best power play that she can offer up.
Yeah, and they're bitching about it, and then Katie goes, well, she's not invited to my wedding, which was funny. I was like, well, Katie, you got one in there. So Max comes over to Dana's house, and Dana's like, like that's the standard thing where she's on her phone. She's like, come in.
Sorry it's a little warm in here. I would normally like to keep it cooler, but I don't have a Tom Tom Pride shirt to keep me warm.
Yeah. She's like, is there anything you need to tell me? He's like, no. No.
So you're not exclusively dating this girl, Tom Tom Pride shirt? No? No?
He's like, no. I was dating her. Like, I was seeing her. I was dating her. I was, like, seeing her, okay? And then she moved here from San Diego.
Yeah. She's like, for you? He's like, no. Okay, I mean, so I'm trying to, like, ease her off of me because I was interested in you. Which, by the way, what an obnoxious thing to say. I'm trying to ease her off of me. Like, he is, like, the catch. Please. He's like, what am I supposed to do? She moved to L.A. Well, you just said she didn't move to LA for you, so that shouldn't be an issue. She just
moved there while he was seeing her, which is somehow. Yeah.
So then the most pressing question.
But you gave her a Tom Pride shirt. So really? What about the Tom Pride shirt? He goes, I literally gave everyone a Tom Pride shirt. Like literally everybody. Literally everybody that matters in my life has a Tom Pride shirt. She's like, get the fuck out.
Like literally, like if I don't like you, you will not have one. But like everyone has them. So I don't see the big deal. Literally. Like literally. Tom Pride shirt. Seriously.
And he's like, you know what? I'm a little tired of defending myself. So I'm really getting tired of having to defend myself all the time, guys.
Well, okay. And
stop fucking around on everybody. My God.
Yeah. And Dana's like, you know, I've been very vulnerable to you. I've expressed how much my life would be fulfilled by having a Tom Pride shirt. And this just all feels very fucked up. And he goes, well... He's like, oh, I'm still trying to figure out if this is a good idea. Oh, suddenly he's trying to figure out if this is a good idea. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please.
She's like, you're the one getting dumped. Right I'm not now. Interested. She's like, get out. It's dead. That's all she wrote. He's like, but I winged out your eyelashes, so.
Yeah, I said I did say I liked your earrings a little bit. She goes,
whoa.
So she's like, okay.
Let me just ease you off of me. Let me just ease you off of me, all right? I'll let you buy me dinner. Okay, I'll let you buy me dinner. She's like, listen, get out.
I don't want you to take this too hard, so I'm just going to ease you off because I know I'm a magnetic force, and it's hard. It's hard. So
she's like, I'm going to get your necklace. So she goes and gets, I guess, the necklace he gave her, and she like puts it in the toilet and then drags it around in the kitty litter. And she's like, you know, when I see him at Tom Tom hitting on everyone and their mom, he'll be wearing a poo necklace, and I feel good about that.
It's a great move. I'm surprised it took us so many seasons to see something like that. I support it. Dana, you went up a notch in my book.
Yeah. So, Party at the Roxy. It's another party. It's another party for Jackson Brittany.
Wow, we only have 15 more parties before the pre-party for the wedding.
So, she gets off the party bus, and the guy puts down a stool, and she's like, thank you!
Just like a princess.
So Katie and Stassi are avoiding Kristen. And guess what? Here comes Randall.
Hey, happy wedding day. Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's the wedding is.
Yeah.
And then it's a bigger surprise than Rand. It's Vanderpoop. Your magician is here. And a cloud of smoke. She just pops up.
Yeah. Did somebody ask for... magical day. Poof! I'm here.
Her mom's funeral was delayed, so she got to come.
Yeah.
And she really wants to be here for Jax because I need to fill that gap of his mother not being here. I just lost my own mother, and so I understand the importance of... Your mother died, okay? Deep vein thrombosis. Jax ditched his mother and won't allow her to come to the wedding. That's a huge difference. Anyone feeling sorry for Jax, check
Thank
yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, because I was saying the same thing. You know, she's like, I just have to fill the gap of Jax's mom not being here because Jax... did not invite her. I'm like, he created that gap, okay? He literally, literally dug a hole and is now like trying to make people feel bad for the fact that there's a hole in his floor. It's forced analogy, but I think we all can agree with it. So let's just move on.
So Jax is like, God, Lisa, look, it's Gay Pride this weekend. Look out the window. I mean, can you believe that? Like, considering what I've been through the last 3 weeks and it's Pride outside, isn't that fucking crazy?
He's like, you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh, right? She's like, my mom just died. You gotta laugh. So Jax's godmother's there, and she's going to be giving Jax away. And then, of course, Jax starts getting choked up. He's like, you guys are my family. Like, I don't have family. I don't have family. You guys are my family. Like, you have a mother. You literally have a mother. All you have to do is invite her, and then you don't have to feel this way. Like, that's all you have to do.
Yeah. He's like, I just have a sister. Like, I appreciate you guys. It's like the only family members you have are the ones that pay you, like, to stick around, you know? So he's like, yeah, she's been a mother to me since I met her 10 years ago. Whatever. I feel bad for his mom. And I don't even know what happened there, but it's Jack, so it was his fault.
Yeah. I mean, I hear no lies. So
then Brittany is like, I'm getting married! We know.
Yeah, we know that. Everyone knows. I mean, they're literally going to close down this castle. The owners are like, you know what? I'm burning this thing down. It has reached a low.
It did get closed.
Are you serious?
For sales, castle, bankrupt.
Closed for being embarrassing to castles.
Yeah.
I have such castle rage.
Palace for sales. That's Paris. Okay, now Kentucky here. Let me put Kentucky.
Kentucky Castle. Truly the worst castle.
Castle for sales. Castle bankrupt. Okay, let's see.
While you look that up,
they say its sale is not what it seems. Sister station WKYT reports the castle sold for $8.7 million in 2017. People hoping to live like royalty will have to wait a little longer to realize their dream because the owners are not actually selling the castle. They're looking for a new partner to try and keep it open. Okay, there you go. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's the point. Ben, over to you, Ben.
All right, thanks for that update about the castle. So, Castle, we have a question. Are you bankrupt and have you had a boob job? You think that might help? Great.
Great. So then we get to see one of Jax's friends. It's so funny. His name is Guichon.
Yeah.
At least I think that's how you pronounce it. And he seems like this middle-aged gay guy. And Schwartz is like, oh, I feel weird. And he goes, are you drunk? And then he just looks right into the camera like,
Jamel.
And Schwartz goes, I am drunk. And Goro's just staring at the camera like,
This idiot. So Stassi and Lisa Vanderpump are talking. And Stassi tells Lisa that Katie and Tom aren't legally married. And Lisa's like, what are you talking about? She can't believe it. She's like, after all that hard work I did of officiating and standing there having to smell this man who was swimming in a river an hour before, I did that. But we see like a flashback of Lisa officiating their wedding. And all I could think about was, man, how sad is it that Tom Schwartz had a goatee at his wedding? Like, that is sad. That is there forever. All the wedding photos, a stupid-ass soul patch. Well, no, not soul patch. Just a bad goatee. Like, a bad, bad goatee.
And I love that Lisa's always showing up as, like, a don't hug me Lisa for everybody's wedding. Because in that wedding, she was wearing her don't hug me hat, which she says she wears wide-brimmed hats so people can't hug her. And then in this one, Jax is like, oh, I'm so sad. You're like a mother to me. And he goes to hug her, and she stops him. Like, she puts his hands down. She's like, we're just talking, dirty fellow. All right. So Sheena looks out the window and she's like, oh my God, Ariana, they're like doing ancient dancing out there. You gotta look out there. Look out there. Look out the window.
It's like, can someone reset Sheena?
I know. Someone pop Sheena on the head. Like, hit her snooze button or something.
Thank you very much.
And Ariana's like, oh my God, is that Bo? That's Bo. That's Bo. Hey, everybody. That's Bo out there.
Is there a flamingo out there too? Seriously? I take line dancing very seriously.
So Stassi's like, oh my God, it warms my heart that he's so extra. Like, he goes into a room and he makes everybody feel good. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Not like that at all. So then we go back to LA and James walks into TomTom to see Max. Like, hey, what's up, buddy boy? You want to do a scene? We have to do a scene since we're not invited to that wedding. You want to talk about things? Should we talk about things? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you believe we're the only ones not at that wedding? You know what I'm saying? Girl, you know what I'm saying? I got your keys.
And James is like, I heard some stuff. You guys official? You guys official now, huh? You guys official? And Max is like, we're not official, like, we're exclusive, but, like, what? What kind of terminology is this? What does this mean, you're not official, but you're exclusive? Doesn't that make you official something?
Yeah.
Come on.
He's like, someone created a story that I was cheating because they saw us at lunch, and, like, you know, we'd be fine if everyone stayed out of our business. All right. I'm like, okay, Jax, all right. That's the problem, is that people are watching you.
Okay, try hard, Jax.
Yeah.
I know. At least Jax had something to back it up, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I mean, we'd be totally fine. Like, Danica has been, like, fucking shit up for me from day one. Like, fucking shit up. Like, why does she want to sabotage me? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And so he tells James, he's like, I want an 86 Danica. And I was like, oh, good. Finally, a real murderer.
I know. I was like, does he know what that means? Like, he literally just said he wanted to kill her.
Yeah, wants to get rid of her.
Be careful.
That's when something's out of a restaurant.
And be careful. She's dangerous. I mean, she pushed Brett Willis. I'll let that sink in.
So James is like, well, you know, James tells him about how Raquel gave him an ultimatum, but Max goes, you gotta respect her voice. And he's like, I do. I didn't want to lose her. So he doesn't want to go to AA. The same reason everybody doesn't want to go to AA. It's south of Pico, and you have to sit there and listen to a bunch of old, sad people tell stories all day.
While eating donuts. The south of Pico element was so funny. Like, James has become, he's a terrible, terrible person, but he's become really funny with his confessionals. He's like, I don't want to go south of Pico to see a bunch of old people eating donuts, telling the sad stories on a rainy day. I was like, south of Pico. Yeah. So, you know, there are options north of Pico, but the fact that he said that was kind of just brilliant.
Yeah. Anything, there's nothing that will make you want to stop over drinking like going to an AA meeting. It's like, okay, I need to get my shit together. Yeah. I'm not spending every Saturday here.
Okay. So back over in Kentucky, at this point, even the dog is trying to stop this wedding because the dog just pees all over the bedspread in this castle, which actually improves the day. I mean, this dog has already shat on the floor, peed on the bedspread. She's doing her best. She's trying her best, but, you know, it's hard. Hard work.
That's typical of someone dating Jax. Yeah. To not be able to, like, train a dog. It's just like, whatever, I forgive you. I forgive you. He's never going to do it again. You did it again. Oh, I forgive you.
Now she's a changed dog. She's a changed dog. She won't do that again. Otherwise, she's going to hear a lot from me.
His daddy is doggy 2.0 now.
Yeah.
So, it's like, we're getting married tomorrow. Oh, my God. Like, geez. We know, Brittany.
Yeah, we are fully aware. It's pretty much on my iCal at this point. So, Rand is with Tom. He's like, so you guys are friends with Jax for 20 years. This has got to be surreal. This is your boy. Whoa, I'm such a cool, hip guy hanging out with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Sandoval's like, it isn't just any guy getting married. It's Jax fucking Taylor. He's fucked 1,000 girls. And that's like, oh, that's Tom Sandoval saying that. I was like, wow, was this Schwartz saying it? Doesn't sound right. Just wrote it down. He's like, he was a fuck boy before that was even a term, bro.
Yeah. So then back over in the turret, Brittany is like, well, Jax, these are last night. Then the next time you sleep, buddy, we'll be at the altar. So, hey, be good tonight. Okay, be real good.
So then the girls have their onesie party. And Brittany's instructions were, I told them their onesies had to be something that would live in the castle. I always loved that fantasy life. Unicorns, dragons, mermaids.
She literally says, I love fantasy worlds. She's like, I love fantasy worlds. I love being completely away from reality. I believe in happy endings, and that's the way everything's going to work out when I marry Jax Taylor.
And then Bo shows up to the boys' party in like a wacky night outfit. And so the boys' party and the girls' party, and Kristen is like, God, it's so hot. Oh, I literally need to, like, take off this onesie, big boy.
Yeah.
You take it off. And she slips it off, and her boob's hanging out.
She's got a full-on Nene Leakes party boob going on. Stassi's like, it's spelling her name in the air. That's how much it's flying around.
And then people twerk.
White girls twerking. So exciting.
Yeah. And basically, what else? You tell me.
Well, I'll tell you.
I wrote down everything, but I'm like, why am I reading
this? Dude, okay, we're going to have a groomsman meeting tomorrow. I will be ironing between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. I have brought a sewing kit and some tampons. Don't know what that's going to do for the groomsmen, but if you want to use them just to play around with maybe some hacky sack with tampons, we could do that, dude.
I hope Jax isn't still drinking. I get worried. Jax, of course, like, cut to Jax, you know, taking shots and stuff.
Yeah,
he's like, come on. Jax just can't go away quietly. It's my last night as Jax, huh?
So he's getting shit-faced. Girls are having, like, a lovely night, and they're, like, hugging goodnight. And then Brittany's in bed with Katie, and Katie's like, you're a princess in a tower. Can you believe that? And Jax is a beast. Yeah, I'm like, this is not appealing. This is not appealing to anyone. You don't want to. You need him to transform out of the beast, right? Doesn't that? Don't we need that? Has that step happened yet? When is that step happening?
I don't even know, but that's why there's not a gay Beauty and the Beast. Because in the gay world, we just call him a bear. And it's like hot. You know, true. We're like, yeah.
In Jacksonville.
I'm with the bear. Yeah.
So Jax is like, I never thought in a million years I'd be getting married. But I'll tell you what, Brittany is the best woman for me, hands down. I'm like, that's not exactly the romantic statement. That I would, like, Brittany is the best woman for me. That's not the same as, but I love Brittany, but I've fallen in love. Yeah. I found my soulmate. It's like, but it turns out, of all the couches in IKEA that I found, this is the one that doesn't make my ass go to sleep within 5 minutes. So I took it.
No, it's just basically like, this is the couch that I could punch, I could spill shit all over, I could jump on, I could fuck 20 people on top of it, stain it, start it on fire, you know, bang it across the window, tip it over, and it's still here. Like, it still works.
Yeah, still,
that's
still
his reason.
Yeah, it's like the Black & Decker toaster of Wyatt. It's just like, yeah. It's not a lot of money, it works until it doesn't work, and then you get a new one. You know,
that's how he describes it. He's like, God, she's sure put up with a lot with me. I've cheated on her. Then I cheated on her. Then I treated her like shit for a long time. Then I cheated on her. Man, she's still here. So I guess we're going to do this.
It's literally, literally like she's here. Brittany, I love you because you're here. You.
And he's like, my worst fear is Britt not being happy anymore. Because she really only makes sandwiches if she's happy. So,
yeah, just pop Little Mermaid into the VCR and she'll be fine.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of Vanderpoop Drools, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. We, by the way, our bonus is up. We talk about family karma. And we also touch on Below Deck Sailing Yacht. But we recorded this before this week's episode, and this week's episode was kind of crazy. And so if you guys hear us talking about it and are like, how could they not mention those assholes, that's why. Don't feel like we did not, like, people think that's weird that we didn't mention that, you know. So go check that out, and we'll be back later this week with Real Housewives New Jersey Reunion and also Summer House.
Bye.
Bye.